It's Monday, February 10, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The nation is mourning the loss of founding father Sam Shafishunanyoma, who passed away Saturday evening at Lady Pohamba Private Hospital in Windhoek. Leaders from various spheres, including the SWAPO Party, have paid tribute. News on One's Herta Ekanjo from One Africa TV spoke with Utoni Nyoma, the founding father's son.
Representatives from all walks of life gathered at his residence here at Casa Rosalia to actually pay their tributes.
We are mourning the passing of a great revolutionary leader, the founding father and father of the Namibian nation. At the same time, we are also celebrating his rich legacy, a man who fought for the independence of Namibia.
One Africa TV's News on One team, consisting of Francois Lothring and Selma Ikela, gathered public sentiments on the late founding president, Sam Shafishunanyoma.
To lose a loved one, I mean, everybody, all of us, no matter who you are, you go through this sadness, and obviously what a legacy he had and what did he do for the country and everything.
I mean, I'm a born free. We know him as the founding father of our nation, one of the people that fought for our freedom. So yeah, that's what I remember him for.
Na the independence was the first president van Republic van Namibia. Wat voor ons en voor die nasie baie dinge.
He was the first president of the our independence for the Republic of Namibia. He did a lot of things for us and for the nations.
Visit oneafrica.tv to catch last night's special bulletin, or weekdays at 7, tune into One Africa on GoTV channel 84 or DSTV channel 284, or alternatively stream for free on oneafrica.tv. To South Africa now, where the agricultural organization TLUSA says the ANC's transformation agenda has led to the systematic exclusion of certain groups from the workforce and economic opportunities. Last Friday, US President Donald Trump ordered the halting of financial aid to South Africa over the country's expropriation policies. TLUSA's Benny Fansale says the government has positioned itself between countries that openly oppose America, while at the same time expecting American taxpayers to provide financial aid to South Africa. U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to grant refugee status to white South Africans fleeing alleged persecution may not trigger the response he expects, as even right-wing white lobby groups prefer to address perceived injustices under black majority rule within the country. Reuters says that on Friday, Trump signed an executive order cutting U.S. aid to South Africa, citing concerns over the land expropriation law recently signed by President Cyril Ramaphosa to address historical land inequalities. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz has defended President Donald Trump's decision to shutter the U.S. Agency for International Development. The Trump administration announced a funding freeze for the agency, but has so far been blocked by a judge from putting thousands of its employees on unpaid administrative leave. Waltz told NBC that USAID spends money that does not strategically support American interests.
We need to realign their mission and line it up with the president's foreign policy vision. I think that is perfectly appropriate for USAID to be kind of tucked into the State Department and better align with their mission, rather than just spreading money around. All too often, only cents on the dollar actually makes it to people in need, between the big contractors, the subcontractors, the local contractors.
Future Media extends its condolences to the Nyoma and Kondombolo families, as well as the nation, at this difficult time. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.